Unfortunately, I mean, if you were looking at the agenda for this year, it hasn't changed hugely from last year or probably the years before that either, and that's largely because of a pure lack of movement on the main issues of concern. We continue to raise these issues, not just at our national conference or annual delegate conference, but actually throughout the year, at any forum that we can get people to listen to us. But unfortunately, it seems to be falling on deaf ears, and we end up bringing them back to our annual delegate conference again to discuss them again and try and get a bit more publicity around them and a bit more understanding around them and try and get somebody get their or the people who can make a difference for us to engage with us and to progress these matters.
Another issue that we're seeing is, and we heard your president say today, is that Gardaí don't have the training or confidence to make arrests at intimidatory protests. And I mean, we've seen that with some of the far right protests that have been emerging throughout the country. What concerns do you have there?
Well, the training on Garda Síochána is one of those things that we used to have in-person classroom training, and that was a very useful tool to upskill yourself in the most up-to-date legislation and your powers and your that you were given under new legislation. Unfortunately, that is no longer the case. That is no longer being provided. So therefore, our members are not being properly briefed on new legislation. Which is a serious problem, and as well as that, there is also the, you know, that they don't feel that they are supported when they go out and act, and in situations like that where there may be maybe a certain amount of a lack of clarity, they don't feel that they will have support, and that they would be in fear that they themselves would end up being prosecuted by virtue of trying to do the right thing in some of these situations.
And that's right, because internal disciplinary procedures is a big item on the agenda this year as well.
It is, we have been critical of the way discipline has been used in An Garda Síochána over the last number of years. We have a higher number of people suspended than we ever had before. Now, I'm not saying that suspension is not a tool that should be used by the commissioner. Of course, it should be, but I mean, we have seen publicly quoted cases there up in the Midlands in relation to a bicycle COVID where a member was suspended for a number of years, and we feel that sort of attitude towards discipline is severely detrimental to our membership.
We see there was more than 160 resignations from An Garda Síochána last year, and another issue you're raising once again is the increased administration workload. I know when we spoke previously, Paul, you mentioned how some guards felt they were shackled to their desks, and what we're hearing from public representatives all the time, and even just members of the public, is that they're not seeing guards on the beat anymore. Is there a low morale within the guards, even in Clare, about these issues? Do they not feel that maybe it's the job they thought they were going to be doing?
Most certainly there's a morale issue, not just in Clare, but right across the country. The problem we're facing is that the modernisation programme that An Garda Síochána is introducing is actually creating a situation where Gardaí are having to spend 33% more time in front of the computer. And that, in our view, is not a productive use of the time of a member of An Garda Síochána. We have raised this issue, and we have been promised that there's going to be a review. There's a particular new investigation management system introduced, is what it's called. And we have raised that this is creating a situation where 33% more time has been spent in front of the computers just to satisfy box ticking, basically. And, you know, we have raised it consistently. We have been told there is a review underway and it's going to reduce that amount of time that we'll have to spend in front of computers. But we're a long time waiting for the results of that review. And it's something that needs to happen urgently. We have a serious deficit in the numbers of members available to do the work. And to have them tied up at computers for this this protracted amount of time is not helpful.
Finally, Paul, the man who can make these changes is Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. He hasn't been invited to your conference this year. By extension, Helen McEntee, the Minister for Justice, won't be attending in solidarity with Drew Harris. She feels it was wrong that the GRA didn't invite him to this conference. Why was the decision taken not to invite him, and do you believe it was the right one?
I do believe it was the right one, yeah. The reason he was not invited is because he is the person we have been raising these concerns with over a long period of time, and we feel that there isn't sufficient progress being made on the issues. Furthermore, as you might remember, we had a motion of no confidence in the commission in the commissioner of the commissioner's office last year, and almost 99% of our membership voted no confidence in the office of the commissioner. That's not something that we can ignore, and that's something that we should ignore. It's the feelings of our members on the ground, and that we felt it was appropriate under those circumstances that the commissioner would not be invited to conference this year. In relation to Minister McEntee, Minister McEntee was invited. She was invited in ample time. She has chosen, as you said, to remain on the side of Commissioner Harris and to support him. We feel it's an opportunity missed by her. She had an opportunity to come and meet members of An Garda Síochána, frontline members from right across the country, and get a true feeling from the members on the ground as to what's going on and to their frustrations. And I firmly believe that it was an opportunity missed on her behalf.
Finally, Paul, you did get some changes to the Garda roster after your, I suppose, protestations and your campaigning on the issue last year. Are you hopeful that Drew Harris can take further steps? So what does he really need to do now to get rank and file Gardaí back on side, or has that horse bolted?
Look, we're a solution based organisation, and we're always willing to negotiate and to work with the commissioner or anybody else in order to improve the service that we provide and improve the working conditions for our members along the way. So it's never too late, but I suppose it's regrettable that we were forced to take such dramatic action towards the tail end of last year in order to get our rosters negotiations issues progressed. And it's that level of lack of engagement that is creating frustration right across the country for our members. And unless we get meaningful, proper engagement, things aren't going to improve